Verbal Communication Part 1, Beyond Magazine Issue 30. You will hear a speech on young people's attitudes towards materialism. As you listen, take note of the reader's pronunciation and voice modulation, showing an awareness of purpose, audience, and context. Last week, I attended the annual Asia-Pacific Student Leaders Conference held in Jakarta, Indonesia. It was 2 days of fruitful learning with student leaders from all over the region, and we had a lot to share about the issue of materialism among young people today. Living in relative comfort in a rich country like Singapore, we are quite accustomed to having a lot of material goods. Most of us are able to afford new school shoes, bags, and books every year. And with nearly every one of us owning a smartphone, it is no wonder some people think that Singaporean youths are materialistic. A recent survey, however, revealed surprising findings. It was found that young people in Singapore desire to be rich not so that they can buy the latest gadgets, but so that they can support their parents in their old age and also to travel to gain experiences. When I shared this with my fellow conference delegates, they had similar stories to tell. Most of them know of peers who take time out of their already busy schedules to work part-time only to give their money to their parents. Sometimes it is to help support their younger siblings, and at other times so that their parents can buy something nice for themselves. They also spoke of how some of them have been setting aside money into a travel fund so that they can see the world. One of the attendees had this to say: "Many adults view youths today as materialistic. Just because we enjoy having some gadgets doesn't make us materialistic. We are just keeping up with the times. I'm positive that most of us have a genuine desire to use what we have to better the lives of others." I left the conference full of optimism for the future ahead. Now that you have heard the reader, practice reading aloud this passage.